Jeremiah chapter 36. Do not judge me by my successes. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again. Jeremiah was not allowed to enter the temple, for preaching the message of God gave him to preach. He had been excommunicated, but the word of God was not imprisoned. The chapter describes how the book he had so laboriously written was cut and burned. Not long ago, after the President of the United States finished his speech, the Speaker of the House of Representatives ripped her copy of the President's speech in plain sight, thus publicly belittling the President's words. The King not only broke the book, he also burned it, and the author of that book had not been a political adversary. The author of that book was God himself. Faced with the discouraging news that the book had been burned, instead of abandoning his vocation, he was obedient to the voice of God, who told him to rewrite it. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. Our destiny is not determined by the number of times we stumble, but by the number of times we rise up, dust ourselves off, and move forward. Lord, help me to keep trying to do what you want me to do today, no matter the opposition or inconvenience. In you, I will be more than a winner.